So, this is Deacon Fook Fan from St. Albert the Great Catholic Church in Austin, Texas. And thank you for joining me for evening prayer on this Monday of the sixth week of Easter. Let us begin. God, come to my assistance. Lord, make haste to help me. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Alleluia. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Alleluia. My heart overflows with noble words. To the King I must speak the song I have made, my tongue as nimble as the pen of a scribe. You are the fairest of the children of men, and graciousness is poured upon your lips, because God has blessed you forevermore. The Almighty One, gird your sword upon your thigh. In splendor and state, ride in triumph, for the cause of truth and goodness and right. Take aim with your bow in your dread right hand. Your arrows are sharp. Peoples fall beneath you. The foes of the king fall down and lose heart. Your throne, O God, shall endure forever. A scepter of justice is a scepter of your kingdom. Your love is for justice, your hatred for evil. Therefore, God, your God, has anointed you with the oil of gladness above other kings. Your robes are fragrant with aloes and myrrh. From the ivory palace you are greeted with music. The daughters of kings are among your loved ones. All on your right stands the queen in gold of Ophir. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Alleluia. Blessed are those who are called to the wedding feast of the Lamb. Alleluia. Listen, O daughter, give ear to my words. Forget your own people and your father's house. So will the king desire your beauty. He is your Lord. Pay homage to him. And the people of Tyre shall come with gifts. The richest of the people shall seek your favor. The daughter of the king is clothed with splendor, her robes embroidered with pearls set in gold. She is led to the king with her maiden companions. They are escorted amid gladness and joy. They pass within the palace of the king. Sons shall be yours in place of your fathers. You will make them princes all over all the earth. May this song make your name forever remembered. May the people praise you from age to age. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. When you took on flesh, Lord Jesus, you made a marriage of mankind with God. Help us to be faithful to your word and endure our exile bravely until we are called to the heavenly marriage feast, to which the Virgin Mary, exemplar of your church, has preceded us. Blessed are those who are called to the wedding feast of the Lamb. Alleluia. From his fullness we have all received grace upon grace. Alleluia. Praise be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has bestowed on us in Christ every spiritual blessing in the heavens. God chose us in him before the world began to be holy and blameless in his sight. He has predestined us to be his adopted sons through Jesus Christ. Such was his will and pleasure, that all might praise the glorious favor he has bestowed on us in his beloved. In him and through his blood, we have been redeemed, and our sins forgiven. So immeasurably generous is God's favor to us. God has given us the wisdom to understand fully the mystery, the plan he was pleased to decree in Christ, a plan to be carried out in Christ in the fullness of time, to bring all things into one in him, in the heavens and on earth. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. From his fullness we have all received grace upon grace. Alleluia. We have such a high priest who has taken his seat at the right hand of the throne of the majesty in heaven, minister of the sanctuary and of the true tabernacle set up, not by man, but by the Lord. Now every high priest is anointed to offer gifts and sacrifices. The disciples rejoice, Alleluia, Alleluia. The disciples rejoice, Alleluia, Alleluia. When they saw the risen Lord, Alleluia, Alleluia. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. The disciples rejoice, Alleluia, Alleluia. The Spirit of truth who proceeds from the Father will be my witness, and you will also bear witness to me. Alleluia. My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord. My spirit rejoices in God my Savior, for he has looked with favor on his lowly servant. From this day all generations will call me blessed. The Almighty has done great things for me, and holy is his name. He has mercy on those who fear him in every generation. He has shown the strength of his arm. He has scattered the proud in their conceit. He has cast down the mighty from their thrones and has lifted up the lowly. He has filled the hungry with good things, and the rich he has sent away empty. He has come to the help of his servant Israel, for he has remembered his promise of mercy, the promise he made to our fathers, to Abraham and his children forever. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. The Spirit of truth who proceeds from the Father will be my witness, and you will also bear witness to me. Alleluia. Let us pray to Christ the Lord, who bathed the world in glory through his resurrection. With joyful hearts, let us say, Christ, our life, hear our prayer. Lord Jesus Christ, you walked with your disciples on the way. Be with your church on this pilgrimage through life. Christ, our life, hear our prayer. Do not let us be slow to believe, but ready to proclaim you as victor over death. Christ, our life, hear our prayer. Look with kindness on those who do not recognize your presence. Reveal yourself to them so that they may welcome you as Savior. Christ, our life, hear our prayer. Through the cross you have brought reconciliation to mankind in your body. Grant unity and peace to all nations. Christ, our life, hear our prayer. Judge of the living and the dead, forgive the sins of the faithful departed. Christ, our life, hear our prayer. Gathering our prayer and praises into one, let us offer the prayer Christ himself taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. Grant, O merciful God, that we may experience at all times the fruit produced by the Paschal observances. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in unity of the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever. Amen. The Lord be with you, and with your spirit, and may Almighty God bless you, the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Go in peace. Thanks be to God. Thank you again for joining me for evening prayer on this Monday of the sixth week of Easter. Hope you have a blessed evening. God bless.